Well, thankfully, I won't have to ever step into the shoes of looking after L-platers, getting them to drive. I was an L-plater at one point, and I know the nerves that you could put your mum and dad through. If you're about to go through that, you've got some kids that you're teaching to drive, or maybe you have, you'd like to know a little bit more about how you can get through it all. Cessnock City Council have got their Learner Driver Workshop, and to talk to us about that just a little bit more is the Road Safety Officer there, Warren Jeffrey. Good morning, Warren. You've put your hand up time and time again to look after the L-platers. You must have nerves of steel, my man.
Yeah, it's a worthy cause, though. I've had the odd scare, but it's a well-worthy cause, and the graduated licensing scheme has been a major success since it was introduced.
How scary have you been? What's the worst that's happened to you?
Oh, look, I had one young driver have his left wheels drop off the carriageway, and we returned to the road a little bit out of control, but thankfully he didn't panic and everything worked out okay. But the potential was certainly there for a much worse outcome.
For sure. Not the sort of things mum and dads like to hear. It's their worst nightmare. But look, there is the Learner Driver Workshops happening tomorrow. What are some of the things that the parents or teachers of L-plate drivers learn if they go through this workshop with you tomorrow?
Yeah, we go into what's involved in being a supervising driver. We touch on the issues that face young drivers. We go into the background of the graduated licensing scheme. And the absolute benefit of the 120 hours, anybody that's ever had a young driver go through the program, from when they start as a raw novice to when they've got that 120 hours up, you really can't believe the difference in their skills and how much safer you feel in the seat beside them. You know they're ready for to undergo their test. It's quite a good scheme.
I was always glad when I got my L's, because when you got your L plates, it was, you do the test and then you get in the car with mum and dad and for that amount of time, and then all of a sudden you just my magic, you clicked over to being a P plater for 1 year and that was it. Then it all changed, so there is all those extra logbook hours. So you're feeling that with that, well, I say new system, it's been around for a while now, but drivers are benefiting a lot more by having all those extra logbook hours?
Yeah, they certainly, both on a skill level and a hazard perception level and the vehicle control level, you can really tell the difference, and it makes them more prepared for solo driving when they're finally let loose and all the decisions that they make behind the wheel are theirs without somebody else to assist them in the process.
So if parents are turning up tomorrow, what are some of the key things, Warren, that they will be able to take away from this?
Well, certainly we'll be brushing our learner driver supervisors up on the top 10 misunderstood road rules, so that they make sure they're imparting the most recent road rules on to the young people that they're supervising. We'll talk about some lesson planning and dealing with stress, because it is a stressful thing, and being known to cause the odd domestic dispute in a car. And we'll talk about some tips for some safe solo driving, some defensive driving or collision avoidance type techniques. We also point people out where to go to find more information. There's a wealth of information out there now with internet resources, and we can point people in the direction of those.
So it sounds like there's a lot to be learned by coming along tomorrow. You mentioned very quickly, Warren, those top 10 misconceived road rules. What are some of the ones that people get wrong all the time? What's at the top of the list?
Well, generally people have a fair bit of trouble with roundabouts.
No surprise.
Yeah, and the mobile phone rules. Particularly as they apply to novice drivers, and people have trouble with giving way. The issue of giving way to pedestrians at intersections, they don't realise that if you're turning from one road to another, that you have to give way to a pedestrian that's on the road you're turning onto, even though it's not a marked pedestrian crossing there. So a lot of these things people are learning for the first time when they come along to one of these workshops.
I guess as well, Warren, if you've been driving for a while, you take for granted that you know everything, and rules do change, new things come into place, and you've got those learner drivers that comparatively know very, very little. Good luck with it all tomorrow, and making our roads a little bit safer, Warren. Thank you for your time.
Okay, and if I could just ask people, if they want a book, they can do so today through business hours by ringing 4993 4244. That's not council.
Thank you, Warren, and good luck. And like I said, making things a little bit safer for us. If you would like some information, give that number a call. Get in contact with Cessnock Council. The Learner Driver Workshop happening tomorrow. It's 11:29. 2NURFM.